There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach, Esteban had a press conference to confirm that Nacho has disappeared. Of course, Nacho has not disappeared. He's dead. After threatening to expose Maria del Carmen, she accidentally killed him and then disposed of his body in a swamp. Raul thinks that his father was murdered by the mafia, to whom Nacho owed a lot of money. Maria del Carmen and Estrella were ready to move on with their lives until a police officer investigating Nacho's disappearance knocked on their door. Now, the Calderon family is gathered in the living room, ready to answer questions from the authorities. OMG, my palms are sweaty. Mom spaghetti. Let's go.
Gloria, fix your makeup.
What is this about?
I'm just dusting like normal, you know, doing my job.
Please, everyone, have a seat. Buenas noches, and thank you all for meeting us at a very inconvenient time, okay? I just want to introduce my new partner, Officer Hausman.
Buenas noches.
Okay. All right, good. Obviamente, we're here in regards to, you know, Nacho's disappearance. Raul, good to see you, okay? I have you in my prayers during this difficult time.
Muchas gracias, Officer Gomez. Truth is, it's been...
Okay. Given that all of you are the closest people associated with Nacho... We wanted to ask you some questions.
Yes. But I just want to make sure and make it clear that this is just a formality more than anything else, and that nobody here is seriously being considered as a suspect.
Well, it's a little too early to rule anyone out. Right now, we're just trying to gather all the facts and find out exactly what happened.
Officer Hausman.
Hausman. Look at my mouth. Hausman.
Yes, of course, Hausman. Well, I think you will find us to be perfectly cooperative. We have nothing to hide. Officer Gomez and I have been friends for over 20 years, and he can confirm that. Despite our public persona, we are just regular, boring American family.
Yes, Esteban. I already told my partner that you're all model citizens, and we appreciate your cooperation. This is, you know, just protocol, you know?
It's not just protocol. Señor Calderon, you're in the middle of a mayoral race, right?
Yes, that's right, Officer Hausman.
A very close race, as I understand it, and Nacho, as your campaign manager, would have access to all of your most personal documents, including any that you might want to keep secret, correct?
Bueno, I wouldn't say that.
And Gloria, up until recently, you were engaged with Raul, Nacho's son, isn't that correct?
That's correct.
A relationship that ended somewhat abruptly and in a very public manner. I'm sure that Nacho wasn't too happy about that.
But I don't know what that has to do with anything.
And Luisa, isn't it true that you and Nacho always had a very tense and confrontational relationship?
¿Quién? ¿Yo?
Yes, you. I'm pointing directly at you.
Bueno, yes. I mean, you know, we weren't best friends, but I certainly didn't kill the man.
Who said anything about Nacho being murdered?
You think my puppy was murdered?
All right, let's settle down here. We all have a history with Nacho, right? I've gotten a little tipsy with the man on occasion, right? Let's not forget the Chuck E. Cheese incident, right? I'm still not allowed within 30 feet of any ball pits, right? All right, you know, not that there's any, it's not aired dirty laundry, of course.
Very funny you should mention that, because that is exactly what I want to do. I think there's a lot to talk about here, so why don't we split up? Chat with Esteban in the study, and you can start with Gloria and Luisa in the kitchen. Did I stutter? Come on, let's get this moving.
Oye, Gomez, what's her deal? I thought I paid you to keep me out of this sort of thing.
She's a transfer, and she's trying to make a name for herself. Don't worry, all right? I'll make sure nothing gets out of hand.
Okay, bueno, Gloria, why don't we go to the kitchen and talk for a bit?
Por supuesto. This way.
Welcome to my study, Officer Hausman.
Hausman. Yes. Señor Calderon, let's just start with something simple. Where were you on the night of Nacho's disappearance?
Whiskey?
No, thank you. I don't drink.
Like ever? Really? Oh, but you're such a charming woman. One would imagine that you'd be going out for drinks with eligible bachelors every night.
Oh, God, can we not? All right, answer my question, Señor Calderón.
Ah, sí, I forgot. What was it again?
Where were you the night of Nacho's disappearance?
What day was it? Thursday. Bueno, I think I was working overnight at the office. As you well know, I am running for mayor, so there's always something that needs my attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there anyone that could corroborate your alibi?
Alibi? Oh, I don't know, just hundreds of Miami's eligible voters. All of them. You see, so close to the election, it's important to speak directly to constituents to make sure that they understand where I stand on certain topics. So every night this week, I have been personally calling voters from my office.
And you were doing this alone? There was no one else there with you at the office?
My assistant was there until 8 p.m., but I stayed until the wee hours.
Mm-hmm.
What are you writing, Officer Hulus?
Why don't you tell me a little bit about your relationship with Nacho?
What relationship? I don't know what relationship you're referring to.
I mean, aren't you two close friends? His son was about to marry your daughter. He was your campaign manager. How was the relationship between you two?
Ah, sí. Bueno, yeah, that relationship.
Yes.
I wouldn't say that we're close. No. We are friendly. We get along. More business partners than anything else.
When we ran a trace on Nacho's credit cards, we saw that he booked a room for a night in a hotel downtown. Do you happen to know who he was meeting there?
I wasn't aware of that, no. I'd have to check my calendar and see if...
In the days before Mr. Santana's disappearance, did you notice anything out of the ordinary?
Sorry, what do you mean?
Anything unusual, like his behavior or...
Well, behavior. Officer,
why do I get the sense that you're hiding something?
Yeah, I don't know much because I didn't want to get involved, you know, political implications and all that. But he did mention that he owed money to someone.
Someone. What were his exact words?
Uh-oh, Esteban. Seems like Maria isn't the only one hoping the mafia takes the fall for this one. Let's see how Maria and Luisa are doing with Officer Gomez.
Wow, delicioso. Luisa, this calzone is amazing. Your folded pizzas are unparalleled.
I ordered it.
Oh, okay, well, bueno, your taste and delivery is outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Weren't you going to ask us questions?
Oh, sí. I suppose I should ask...
Estrella! Could you maybe vacuum some other time?
Ay, perdón, of course. I'll just focus on dusting for a bit.
This might be the first time I've actually seen her clean the place. Ay, bueno. Your questions, Officer Gomez.
Sí. Question number one. Which one of you killed Nacho Santana? Yeah, I'm joking. You seriously don't think I was going to ask you about any of this, do you?
I don't know if this is the appropriate time for jokes.
Luisa, come on, we've known each other for 20 years. There's no way I'd suspect you. Besides, if you were having someone killed, don't you think I'd know?
Hilarious, what a funny joke you made. Very funny.
Bueno, all I need to know is that what you guys were doing that night that Nacho went missing. So, Gloria?
I was...
You were in practice, right? A band practice.
Yes, and I hadn't mentioned anything because we're still practicing. Pero así es, I was at band practice.
Gloria, you're in a band? With the help? You don't start a band with the help?
Ah, well, muy bien. Can any of your bandmates corroborate your story? Who are the members of this band?
Me, it's me, just Gloria and me Estrella, that's the name. I guess it's more of a duo than a band, but pues the White Stripes are a band and they're only two, so yeah, you know what? We are a band, we actually have a show tonight.
Gloria, I told you not to get too close to the help.
Okay, muy bien, investigation done. And Luisa, I'll just assume you're at home.
Gomez, I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah, we just finished, I'll be right out.
Estoy bien.
Gloria, you are a very talented young lady. By the way, you gotta follow your musical dreams, you know? Before I was a cop, I was in a band. Yeah, we were called Limpisquito. Ah, should have stayed in it, you know? We had all these songs. It was all for the uki. We just changed one word, one letter. It was It didn't go very far, but I feel like we could have done something with it, you know? And they just kept saying, we don't need a guy in here with a harp. And I was like, it's the only instrument I have, you know? And, you know, I don't think they understood, you know, that it's really just a guitar that's way heavier than anything else, and it just makes us rent a bigger van, you know?
Gracias, Officer Gomez.
Yeah. And, oh, and before I forget, how's that surprise you were planning for your father?
¿Qué?
Remember the surprise party for Esteban? The other night, I pulled Gloria over, and she was on her way to pick something up for a party. I'm still waiting for my invitation. Oh, yeah. What happened to that Ferrari? I didn't actually see it out front.
Oh, the car I was driving. I took it back to the dealership. Wasn't my style.
Ah, qué pena. It was a hot ride. All right. Listen, I can't wait for the invitation.
Of course, Officer Gomez. Gloria, how very thoughtful of you.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Mom. You know me. Always thinking of others. Looks like Maria may have gotten past the police, but Luisa may be onto something.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Tea with Tatiana. And yeah, you guessed it. I'm calling into the show today from the driver's seat of my brand new Lincoln Aviator GT. After weeks of hearing about it, I just had to check it out for myself. So I went down to my local dealership just to give it a test drive, and, well, I never left. I'm still in the car. I mean, now I get what all the fuss was about. The Lincoln Aviator truly is elegance in motion, with its sleek exterior, with an even more impressive interior. Needless to say, I am in love. These Calderones really do have amazing taste. Anyway, fellow tea lovers, I have a big announcement to make. As of today, I will be taking a hiatus from Tea with Tatiana. Kind of. Instead of Tea with Tatiana, from now on, I'll be doing Tea with Tatiana in my Lincoln Aviator GT. I just feel so wonderful in here, and having this 4G LTE Wi-Fi hotspot really speeds up the process of me being able to quickly share all the steaming hot tea you guys crave. I mean, I'm uploading videos left and right like it's nothing. Ugh, I love it. Speaking of tea, did we mention that Nacho is still missing? And that Raul got beat up? And that apparently Raul and Luisa are a thing now? I don't know. It's too much to keep up with. And I've been busy with my new Lincoln. That's all for today, my dears. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, if you don't post about it, it's okay. Live in the moment. See you next time on Tea with Tatiana.
Is it hard for you to understand English when people speak fast? I'm Connor from the Listening Time podcast, and my goal is to help you understand English better. That's why I created Listening Time, a podcast designed to help English learners improve their listening naturally. In each episode, I talk slowly and clearly about a different topic, like travel or US culture, and I give you the transcript that shows every word that I say. Listening Time is the perfect tool to help you understand English better. The Listening Time podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wait! Officers, wait!
Raul, I thought you'd left.
Officer, what do you know about my father? Do you have any leads?
It's too early to tell, and the case is still ongoing, so I can't really share any information with you at the moment.
See, bueno, I understand. Muchas gracias.
Hey, Raul, wait a second. Look, I don't know what happened to your father, but what I do know is that someone in that house is lying.
What?
Just do me a favor. Be very careful, Raul. People close to Esteban have a tendency to disappear. Your father isn't the first one. If you need anything, here's my card. Give me a call. And hey, Stay safe.
Raul, are you okay? You look pale.
Gloria, I know we're not on the best terms right now, but I need a friend, and I know I can trust you.
Well, of course. What is it?
This is gonna sound crazy, but I think that Esteban might have murdered my dad.
What? What do you mean?
I never would have even thought of it, but the police just told me that they suspect him. And then there's this whole blackmail thing my dad was looking into. Gloria, I don't know what to think.
What did the police say?
That it's not the first time that someone close to Esteban disappears. They told me to be careful. When my dad disappeared, I immediately assumed it was the guys who beat me up, the ones he owes money to. But what if it wasn't them? What if it was someone I know who did this? What am I saying? Esteban doesn't have any reason to harm my dad. Look, I have to figure this out for myself. I'm gonna find out who is responsible if it's the last thing I do. I'm gonna check everywhere, all right? I'm gonna talk to everyone. Everyone's a suspect. Everyone in this house is a suspect.
Wait, maybe you're right. What if there was a motive? What if your dad knew something about Esteban that he didn't want to be made public? A secret.
Gloria, what are you saying?
Raul, there's a video I need you to see. Whoa, bombshell. Maria del Carmen, you really have changed. But is this scheme gonna let you off the hook or pull you in deeper?
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman, and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Raul Esparza, X Mayo, Andy Bustillos, Alexis Guerreros, and Joanna Hausman. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.